Hello, good morning, and welcome to or welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan, and today's episode is going to be about all of my favorites for fall, everything from mindsets. You guys know I always love talking about the mindset, fashion, skincare, makeup, hair, home, food, entertainment, work, fitness. I think that's all. A lot of different things. I have a really long ass list in front of me of all the things that I'm currently loving for fall now that it's officially fall. I saw that this was a highly requested topic in my broadcast channel on my Instagram at Alana Bloomberg. If you want the intel, if you want to voice your opinion, if you want to know about what's happening on in my life, what's going on in my life, what's happening for the socials, for the podcast, before everyone else, then you have to join the broadcast channel. It's Hot Girl Community on my Instagram. You can just click it and join. But it's fun in there. We talk about Halloween costumes. I give you guys little reminders. I send you things before I post them on stories. Sometimes I don't post them on my story. So it's like a close friends chat with each other, and it's fun. Nonetheless, when you are listening to this, my Hot Girl Sweat event at Active Remedy Club would have already happened. Right now I'm recording this right before it happens. It's happening tonight. I'm super, super excited. It's definitely a different format than what I normally do. Normally we have a class going on. It's a bit more instructed, but tonight is just a free flow situation, a social, which I think will be really fun. And it's late at night. It's 9 to 11 p.m. So it's like a replacement to going to the bar, but a sober experience. I think it will be good vibes. I'm super excited, and I'm sure I will be living a bit on a high afterwards, as I always do. But nonetheless, if you couldn't make it and you'd like to attend a Hot Girl Sweat event, I'm having a bit more of an intimate event. We'll be only 20 of us, so me and 19 besties. We are going to be going to Jaybird Yorkville again, but this time in the Reformer Studio, which you guys know I love and I go to religiously and have been for, it's almost going to be a year now. I think I've been going since November or December of last year. Whenever they opened, I started going super consistently once a week, and it definitely has, not to be dramatic, changed my life and changed my strength and my core, and I don't know, it just therapeutic. And we love Jaybird. You guys know how I feel about Jaybird and Pilates in general, but that will be taking place November 3rd in the afternoon, so Halloween weekend, Sunday in the afternoon, 3:30 p.m. Your hangover is not an excuse. Get yourself out of bed and come for a cute little intimate Hot Girl Sweat Pilates situation. I'm hoping to get a cool sponsor for the event and make it a little bit more special, especially because it is a smaller event, so maybe I can do something a little cooler. I don't know, but I think it's going to be really cute, and I'm really excited to sweat with you guys. Next week, or this week, I guess, when you're listening to this, is a concert mayhem of a week, and also it's Jewish high holidays. If you guys don't know, I am Jewish, and it's the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, so I have that mixed in with all the chaos of my life this week. I have so many things going on. I'm taking my mom and my sister for brunch, and we're going to Caudalie, which I absolutely love, in Yorkville for facials, which will be really cute. Caudalie facials are literally to die for. I'm going to try and document it for you guys and share it on socials, but I find it's always so hard because you want to relax and enjoy the facial, and it's hard to document it yourself, but it is truly one of the best facials I have ever had. My skin has never looked better than the last time I got one, and I think she used like the Vino Perfect and the Vino Pure, I think, which is like the acne line, but truly incredible. And I'm so excited to spoil my mom and experience this with my sister. And then I'm going to Billie Eilish on Tuesday night. I'm so freaking excited. I love her. I've always loved her music. Getting to see her perform at Oshiega last summer, like summer 2023, was such a surreal experience. That was honestly like the highlight of Oshiega weekend. And that says a lot, because Fred again also played at Osh, and I love him, and I'm seeing him this week on Thursday. So it's a lot of things going on, but I'm really excited and grateful. I'm going to Fred again with my friend Sophia, who's coming in from Montreal, and we're having a little sleepover. Billie Eilish, I'm going with, Universal Music, which is so sick and so cool, and I'm so honored. I was like, I'm somehow going to end up at Billie Eilish. If I have to buy the tickets, I will, but something, I have had witchy senses that something was going to happen. I was manifesting it, and I did the same with Tate McRae. So I'm so excited to see Billie. I don't think this tour has started yet, because I haven't seen anything from her concerts yet, so I'm assuming it hasn't started, and this is like one of the beginning dates. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've seen like everything from Sabrina Carpenter's tour, which looks incredible. The production looks insane. It's reminding me of like how insane, people might hate me if they're like Carpenter fans, but like how insane Bieber's concerts used to be when he was younger. Like, it's giving that same energy in a way. I feel like she definitely took notes from Taylor Swift and her production value as well. So super cool. But anyways, I have no idea what Billie's concert tour is going to look like. I don't know what to wear. What do I wear to a Billie Eilish concert? Is there like a certain vibe we're all going for? I know she dresses a bit more tomboy, but like, what are the vibes? Like, what should I be wearing to this concert? Because I always like to go with the aesthetic. I've also been trying to think of what am I wearing to Fred again? I totally like have had so many things going on. Like last night, I did like a staycation thing with Olay for their new Skin Melts, which was so cool. Just like really cool experiences keep happening, and I'm so grateful that I get to experience these things, and it's because of you guys and your endless support, so thank you. But just so much chaos, and I'm so excited to recap all these experiences with you guys next week on the pod. So if you are not subscribed to the pod already, make sure that you do. But let's get into the bulk of the episode. We're not going to do the five current faves because obviously this episode is all of my faves, more than five, way more than five, like probably like 5x of that, if not more. So let's start off with mindsets, because I always love to give you something that is not a purchase. It's not a tangible thing. You can apply it to your life, no matter who you are, where you are, what you're doing, anything. But I have really been living by all these mindsets. And I think that holding on to this energy and encouraging this way of thinking and this outlook on life has really impacted me in such a positive way, and the way in which I hold myself and interact with others and make decisions and go about things in my life, whether it be with regard to work, relationships, friendships, anything. I really do think that these things, and I don't think they're anything groundbreaking. I know I have spoken to you guys about them before, but I think it's always nice to have a little nice reminder. And I think the more times you hear it, the more likely you, as well as a listener, as my friends, are going to implement this if you haven't already, or maybe you forgot about this way of thinking and you want to reintroduce it. But Mel Robbins, let them theory. Just let them do whatever they want. Stop trying to control what everyone else is doing, the outcomes of every situation. Just let them. And I find that has given me so much of my own power back, because I'm not so consumed and concerned with what other people are doing and how that impacts me. Whatever they want to do, let them. If it doesn't serve me, let them do what they want. I'm going to go do what I want to do. But just been really abiding by that. If a boy wants to be stupid, if they don't want to text me, if they want to give me mixed signals, okay, let them do it. I don't care. I'm not giving energy into that. Other people's opinions of me are not my responsibility. I am no longer, especially, I feel like a lot of these things have to deal with like relationships and friendships and dating, especially for me right now. But if I go on a date, I feel like when I was younger, not that I've really been on dates lately, but anyhow, when I was younger, I used to be so consumed and concerned about whether or not this guy was going to like me, as opposed to thinking, do I even like them? Do I like how I feel when I'm with them? Do I like them? Not like, who cares if they like me? Like, do I like them? And same with friends. Do I like how I feel when I'm with this person? Does this relationship interaction energize me? Does it add to my life? Does it leave me feeling good? Or am I just doing it because I think I should, or because this person has some sort of social status or whatnot? Because obviously, like, teenagers, young adults, like, we're all trying to fit in and find our way in this world, and we're all figuring it out as we should and as we do things. But I don't know, other people's opinions of me are not my responsibility. I don't want to hear from a friend or someone what someone else had to say about me and their opinions of me, or what people are saying behind my back. Like, let them do them. I really do think that anything someone has to say about you is a reflection of them, not you. A lot of the times it's projection of insecurity or jealousy, and they're trying to put you down in order to lift themselves up. Like, sure, maybe some things are valid, but I think at the end of the day, if I'm happy about who I am and what I'm doing and the way I'm going about my life and the way that I treat myself and others, that is all that matters. I don't care what Susie or Sally or Becky or whoever and whatever and their mom and their sister and their cousin and the boy and whatever. I don't care what they're talking about. I feel like when it comes to investments and saving our money and pretty much anything with regard to financial literacy, we are left to our own devices. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. I personally love Acorns. It's made investing so much simpler and so much easier for me. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Obviously, I'm human, and sometimes you hear things and you're like, oh, I don't like that. And the people pleaser in me, the hardwired people pleaser in me that I continuously work to rewire, obviously cares about that to a degree. And no one likes to be disliked or talked negatively about. But I've learned to just let it go and kind of just let them, if they want to discuss these things and say these things, that's up to them. But I know that my inner circle and the people that are around me support me. And if they don't, I think maybe you need to, like, in your circumstances, maybe question who your inner circle is. But other people's opinions of me are not my responsibility, nor any of my business. Next is Sarah's Day's quote. I don't know if she took this from anyone else, but this is where I learned it years ago. But act confident and no one will question you. We all don't know what we're doing. And sometimes you just have to fake it till you make it. Just pretend you know what you're doing. But also, like, on the other hand of things, it is hot to ask questions. It is hot to ask for help. It is okay to not know. You don't have to pretend that you know. You can ask for help. But just, like, act as, like, the confident, self-sure person you aspire to be. And eventually, that will be your natural and first instinct and way of thinking and acting. And I can say this from firsthand experience. The more times that I go into new situations or circumstances or things, not actually knowing what the hell is going on or feeling insecure, but I convince myself to be confident and to just show up as this confident, secure version of myself, the person that doesn't walk into a space looking down at her phone. She has her chest proud. She has good posture. She looks up. She makes eye contact with people. Show up as that person. Show up as that version of you, because that energy is contagious. It's attractive, and it eventually will become part of you and a natural part of you. You won't have to force it all the time or pretend to be. Eventually won't be acting. It will just be. And speaking of being present in the now, focus on the task at hand, the thing at hand, instead of zooming out and thinking so far ahead. It's way too overwhelming. Whether it's with school, whether it's with your career, whether it's with a relationship, just focus on what you're doing right now. What is going on right now? What is happening today and tomorrow? And that's it. Don't think of the past and what you might have fucked up, or what you should have done, or what you could have done, blah, 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 blah. No, those are intrusive thoughts. We let them go. They float away on a cloud, on a leaf in a river, whatever picture you want, they leave. We focus on what we're doing right now. Just be present in the now, because one, it helps with our anxiety, our anxious thoughts, our intrusive thoughts. Two, it allows us to be present, to take everything in, to truly experience what is happening to us and for us. And we're not just this person looking at it from a bird's eye view, from the outside in. We're getting to experience the full thing. So be present in the now. Be present with those who you love. Put your phone away. Listen when they're talking to you. Don't just keep thinking about, what am I going to respond to this? Actually listen to what they are saying to you. And then you can have time to think of your answer. The next mindset, and you guys already know, I told you this is nothing groundbreaking, but it's kind of everything that I've been speaking about for the past few months, years even, I guess. Say yes to the opportunities that present themselves. Say no if it's not a hell yes, but say yes. Say yes to new things. Say yes to the things that scare and intimidate you, but you know will be good for you. Because great things exist on the other side of fear. I saw that quote the other day. I don't know who said it, but great things exist on the other side of fear. Think about how good and proud of yourself you feel when you do something that once intimidated you. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. When we say yes to things that challenge, that intimidate us, but we know will be good for us, and we know we want to, even if they scare us, that is how we grow as people. That is how we experience things in life that push us into new realms, into new dimensions, into new eras of who we are as humans. Showing up as the confident, calm person I aspire to be. I do not like arrogance. I do not like narcissistic behavior. And I think there is a difference between arrogance and confidence. You can be confident and you can be calm and you can be humble. Those things can all go together. Arrogance is not attractive. You do not need to be the loudest, most hyper energetic person in the room, the person that doesn't let anyone else speak or get a word in order to be perceived as confident. I would argue I'm a pretty confident person, but I'm also very calm. I would argue I'm pretty humble. Almost sometimes I don't celebrate my accomplishments enough. And my friends are always like shaking me like, Alana, look what you did. And I'm sure, I'm positive that a lot of you listening can resonate to that. But show up as the confident and calm, humble person you aspire to be. Be the friend to others that you would want for yourself. But also don't expect yourself from other people because they are not you. I think the saying, be the friend to others that I would want for myself, is almost treat others how you would want to be treated. But again, remove the expectation of them treating you the way that you treat others. Those are my mindsets. Take them or leave them. I think you should take them, but I'm not you. I can't expect me from other people. But let's get on to the lighthearted fun stuff like fashion and beauty and whatnot. So we're going to start off with fashion. You guys know I love clothes. I love fall fashion. For the blink of fashion, the blink of fall that we have in Toronto, it literally always goes so hot to so cold. I think we maybe have 1 or 2 weeks where it's fall weather. But nonetheless, you guys know I am a slut for my girlfriend Bella jeans from Revolve. I have them in black. I have them in a dark blue wash, a light blue wash. The light blue is so worn in that I've ripped holes in the crotch and I actually have to fix them. But nonetheless, they are the best jeans. They are worth the $300, $200. They feel like sweatpants. I always get so many compliments on them. They are the first baggy jeans to actually be baggy on me because I always struggled. Levi's don't work well for me. They make me look so boxy when they're supposed to be baggy. They look like they're baggy on the model. On me, they are tight on my ass and my hips and my thighs, and I feel like a sausage. Not the case with these girlfriend Bella jeans. They're so good. I also really like my Goldie low-rise baggy jeans. Those are also really good, but I love them. You can dress them up. You can dress them down. You can wear them with a sneaker. You can wear them with a heel, whatever it is, and they look great. Boat neck tank tops. I have learned that this cut of a tank top where the neck is wider, boat neck, is super, super flattering. It's super elegant. It's classy. Again, you can dress it up. You can dress it down. I love my one from Artless Forever. I have it in black and red, and I really want the matching skirt. Brandy Melville, I have this two-layered mesh one that's really pretty, and Reformation also has a lot of really cute ones. I think Zara has, a lot of places have, but Artless Forever, Brandy Melville, Reformation are where my boat neck tank tops are from. I've also been very into boots for fall. Shocker. So original, Alana. But I loved heeled ankle booties. I have these 4-inch heeled ankle booties. They are not for the weak, but I can walk great in them. They're pretty comfortable, actually. They're from Cezanne. They're really cute. And they're leather. They're like a patent leather situation. Also really love a good knee-high boot. I have a flat pair. Like they just have a little heel, like they're flat, they're very comfy. From Black Suede Studios, which you guys always ask me about all the time on socials. I don't think they sell them anymore, but like they're kind of like a riding boot. And I really want to invest in a heeled knee-high boot. I was looking at these ones from, what was it? In a dream's world, I would get Stuart Weitzman, but I cannot afford that. Yeah, Manifest can. They weren't Tony Bianco, something equivalent to that. I'll link them in the show notes. But Tony Bianco also has good boots, apparently, and so does Dolce Vita. I was looking at Steve Madden. Steve Madden also had really cute boots. I wanted heeled boots with not a stiletto heel because I have learned that really hurts my feet, and I'm a miserable person when my feet hurt. So I found these ones with a thicker heel, and I hate that I can't remember right now. But I will link them. So if you're curious what I'm talking about and want to see them, I found them from a girl on TikTok who was posting about them in the brown leather, but I think I need a pair in black before I go ahead and purchase brown. So I'll link them. I hate that I can't remember, but they're really cute. They're around like $300 something, but they're real leather. They're really good quality. And I know they're an investment piece that will last me for forever, and they're timeless and whatever. Still a big fan of my New Balance 550s. In fact, I'm very sad and I think I need to toss my favorite pair soon because they're like starting to crack. I've had them for like 3 years now, but I absolutely love them. They're so comfortable. I feel like I was such an Air Force One girly and I switched to these. I also really love the Reebok Vintage Club C85 sneakers for more of a flat shoe because the New Balances do have a little bit of a platform. In terms of workout sets, I really have been loving like softer materials, think like Align, Nulu, the butter material from Aritzia, that kind of vibe. I love the Align leggings with a flow Y bra in Nulu from Lulu. And then I also really love the Define jacket in Nulu. I have the cropped one and it's so flattering. It's so comfy. I love it. I also really like the Wonder Train strappy bra as well. I do size up in the Flow Y and the Wonder Train, or maybe this is just my new size because I have a wide rib cage. I found when I was getting a 4, which is my pretty like standard size in Lulu, it was cutting me off, versus when I get a 6, it fits properly. So who cares about the size? Just buy what fits you properly and you will feel so much more confident in it. And that's my little hack for you. I've also really been loving the Aloe half throwback crew socks. I have them in both white and black, like white with black details and black with white details. I also really like the TNA crew socks, the short ones. I think they call them the ankle socks. They're the everyday sock or something. They're linked in my Shop My. All this will also be linked in my Shop My underneath all my different shelves. Love the Skims cotton jersey long sleeve, especially going into fall. It's a great layering piece. It's so comfortable. It's so flattering. It doesn't smell when your sweat interacts with it. I love cotton shirts for that. I find like when it's like a polyester shirt, like it smells so bad. It is my number one pet peeve. Like I'm a pretty sweaty girl. I wouldn't say like my sweat like smells because obviously I wear good deodorant. I don't wear any of the natural stuff, but it doesn't smell bad. I feel like anything polyester blend just does not interact well with sweat. I really hope I'm not alone on this one, but that's just the way I feel. Elwood sweats, the sweat sets, I love them. They're so comfy. They're so flattering. I also love wearing them at home or out. Like I've worn them to the movies. I've worn them to go grab ice cream on a rainy day. They're unisex, which is great. I love that they're perfectly oversized. I love the material. The quality is unmatched and I love matching it with an Align cami tank. And it's super cute, comfy, and sexy because I wear them a bit lower rise, the sweats. Really love them. Also love belts. Leather belts for fall. I love a thicker belt. I have a 100% leather belt that I got from Zara when I was in London. Their belts are really well priced, I'd say. Also loving the Skims cotton tank tops for sleeping slash lounging and pairing that with either sweats. I love the Aritzia Mega Boyfriend sweats or Brandy Melville PJs, like the little loose shorts I really like, or even just like boxer shorts, anything for just like sleeping and lounging at home. They're super comfy, or even just with a more full bottom underwear. They're just really comfy and I think they're really flattering and make the girls look good. Skincare. This is like basically my whole skincare routine. You guys know I'm like very particular about my skincare, and I'm truly obsessed with pretty much every single product in my skincare routine right now. I feel like my skin has been looking the best that it has in a while lately. So really love the Rode cleanser. It feels amazing. I'm on my third bottle. Love the Rode glazing milk. Like, have checked multiple bags while traveling so that I could take this, because it's more than 100 milliliters. It is truly amazing. It is such an incredible product. It makes your skin so plump, hydrated, and glowing. Love the Caudalie Vino Perfect. I actually prefer this over the SkinCeuticals Vitamin C, the one that like everyone uses. And I think that says a lot. I feel like the Vino Perfect Serum really helps, because I find a lot of my pimples and breakouts scar even if I don't pick at them. And so it helps them, one, heal a lot faster, and two, get rid of the scarring and any other dark spots or hyperpigmentation that I might have. And it also helps with texture, I find, and it leaves this like really beautiful glow on the skin. I also really like the Caudalie Resveratrol Eye Cream. I think that's how you say it. It's like a de-puffing, tightening, lifting eye cream, and it feels really nice. It has the cooling applicator, and I feel like my eyes just look better. I always have puffy eyes, and my face is typically more puffy. Discussed this earlier in the pod, but really love the Caudalie facials / facials in general. I slacked with them in the summer because it's hard with being in the sun a lot, and you can't be with certain facials and certain products and treatments that they do. But I find when I can't afford and can remember to do facials regularly, my skin really thanks me for it. It just helps get out any blemishes. My skin looks more glowy and even, and I don't know, it's also just very therapeutic and calming and de-stressing. Been a big fan of the Tatcha Silk Sunscreen. It's not sticky, it's not heavy, it sits well under makeup, and it doesn't break me out. And it also doesn't have a scent. I don't really love scented products that much anymore. Love, love, love the Salt and Stone body wash. I have become a little brat when it comes to body wash. Like, why do I need, I don't know how expensive it is. I think it's like $30 body wash. But no, I literally can't live without this body wash. It smells so good. It feels so good. I feel so luxurious with it in my shower. It looks so pretty. Really love that. And also really love the First Aid Beauty post shower body oil, which I spoke about last week. This body oil has literally changed my life. My skin has never looked better. I thought I wouldn't like an oil because I thought it would stain my clothes, blah, blah, blah. No, this is literally like the most perfect product ever. And it's so lightweight. It's so hydrating. My skin literally looks like glass, especially like my chest, shoulders, and arms. Like if you're wearing a tank top or a tube top or going out or anything, or even like on your legs with a little skirt or dress or anything, it like makes everything look so luminous and airbrushed and glass-like. Highly, highly recommend. And if you are going out and like want to pair it with the super glowy dew gel or whatever in the bronze for like your chest and shoulders and arms and legs, is just chef's kiss. So good. And you will feel like a little confident baddie. And like, that's literally what all the celebrities do. I haven't tried like the Patrick Ta body situation with the brush, but I find that this doesn't really transfer onto my clothes. It's not messy or anything. If you're worried about like transfer, you can always use like the Starlight one, like the non-bronzy one, and it won't mark your clothes or anything. And then perfumes. I recently got the Replica Afternoon Delight perfume. I'm still kind of on the fence, but I do really love it. It definitely is sweeter than what I'm used to wearing. I normally wear the YSL Libre perfume, which is my absolute fave, just the original one. I get so many compliments when I wear it, and it's definitely a bit more sultry. But the Replica Afternoon Delight perfume smells so good. It smells like a vanilla cookie. I don't know. It's so good. On to makeup. The Rode Pocket Blush in Sleepy Girl, then layered with the NARS Orgasm Liquid Blush on top. So good. So freaking good. And then if you want to take it to an even like next level, the Dior Glow, I forgot what it's called, but the Dior Pink Blush that everyone has in 001 Pink. I don't know why I just said it like that, but that combo is so, so, so pretty. I always feel like my skin looks so good when I put that blush on. I just feel so glowy and pretty and sexy. I also just love the Rode Pocket Blush for everything and anything. It is so good. I love the consistency. It really has replaced my love for the Nude Stick Sunkissed. I would say it's like the same color toning, but I just love how more hydrating the pocket blush is. Still love my nude sticks, but I don't know. Rode is doing something for me. It's doing something. Been a really big fan of the Laura Mercier Ultra Blurring Powder in like the light pink. Really good for under the eyes. I also have just like the translucent, and I use it to kind of bake underneath my contour and like snatch the cheekbone. So pretty. And then recently in the past week, I got back into my Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk Medium Liner matched with the Tower 28 Clean Shine On Lip Jelly Gloss and Shine, which is like clear gloss and doing more of a pink lip as opposed to like a pinky nude liner with clear gloss, or like the Fenty Gloss Bomb and Fussy, I think is what it, or Sweet Mouth. Definitely loving a bit more of a pink lip. However, last night I was at an event and some of my friends were talking about the Refi Blur liners, and I really want to try it for the lip contour situation. I feel like lip contour and like using a darker liner like MAC Spice or the Makeup Forever more brown colors, I forget like what the colors are, I think chestnut or espresso or something, to contour the lips is like a really big thing right now, but I really want to try the Refi one. But I've been into a pink lip as opposed to like a nudie lip lately. Kind of fun to switch it up. Also replaced my eyeliner, my brown liner, because I lost my MAC one at Dom Dala a few weeks ago. I don't know how I have like, I think I might have dropped it in the bathroom. Like, I really don't know. I remember reapplying it. To be fair, I kind of blacked out a little bit that night, but I don't know where it went. But anyways, we got the Hourglass gel liner because that was the other one I wanted to try when I was looking to get a brown liner. I got it in Cave and I really like it. I love how hydrating it is and how smooth it goes on, and just love it. I also have been loving a smoky brown shadow eyeshadow look, and then putting the Urban Decay Space Cowboy on top. I've been using my Tartlet and Bloom palette a lot. I've been eyeing the Makeup by Mario one a lot. I think you know if you know like the neutral palette or whatever, but really just love a smoky brown eye look, like not too black. Like I love brown eyeliner, but then I do black mascara, and I think it's just, it's so confidence boosting. I feel sexy, I feel pretty, and it's also fun to take more time to do my makeup. And then I put this in with makeup because I wasn't really sure where else to put it, but I got dark red nails for the first time in a really long time. You guys know I'm such an avid light pink sheer nail polish goer, but I got OPIs, got the blues for red. I got two coats of it and I think it's so pretty, and that honestly has been so confidence boosting. Like I love just like picking up things like so aesthetically with my nails, or like if I'm filming content or in pictures or whatever, like I love seeing the red nails. It's kind of a nice switch up. I don't know, I kind of love it. Onto hair. Still obsessed with both the Pureology Strength hairline and the Redken Acidic Color Gloss line, specifically the gloss treatment. I feel like everyone and anyone is talking about gloss treatments right now, and they really are the hype. I go for glosses at my hairdresser once every 3 to 4 months, but I like to keep it up with a gloss treatment at home, and it truly is that girl. Really also been loving the Extra Strength Color Wow Dream Coat Spray. It's been raining and humid a lot here in Toronto, and as a girl with natural curly hair, the humidity is not my friend when I style my hair. So this product has truly saved lives, and especially like going to the club, it protects my hair like no tomorrow. Really love the Pureology Leave-In Conditioner. I'll link all of these in the show notes for you guys. It just, I love how it's so many things in one. It's anti-frizz, anti-humidity, it's a heat protectant, which is super important. It's hydrating. I think it helps repair hair or like prevent breakage, like a million one things. Don't quote me on whatever I said, but it does a million one things. Also really love my Olaplex bonding oil. I got back into that and really love it for after I've styled and on my ends in between washes. And then my favorite hairspray and texturizing spray are from Orbay. It's the Fine Mist hairspray because I don't like hairspray that leaves my hair feeling crunchy or hard. And then I love the texturizing spray because it helps give your hair a bit of grit to hold the style. On to home. I have been still loving this candle. I think I've gone through like 3 of them at this point and need to purchase another one, but it's the Boy Smells Hinoki Phantom candle. I'm probably butchering that so bad, but it smells so good. I love santal, sandalwood, vanilla, musk scents, and it's just the perfect scent, and I get so many compliments whenever I'm burning it and people come into my home with that. I also love santal, sandalwood, or palo santo incense. It's definitely like a different vibe. They're definitely a lot stronger than candles, but I do love a good incense. Been buying fresh flowers again. I took a hiatus from that, but I got really pretty white roses from Farm Boy the other day, which is like the Canadian Trader Joe's, and it is truly such a mood booster. They look so pretty. I take off all the leaves so that they're nice and long and they look more elevated, but I just love having fresh flowers in my apartment when I feel like spending a little extra money. I'll only buy roses if they're like on sale for $25 or under. No, not in the mood to spend $40, but really love just having fresh flowers. My favorites are roses or tulips, either white or light pink. They're just so pretty, and it's such a mood booster when you walk into your space and see the flowers. Really been loving making my coffee at home. I truly get upset. Like, as much as I love going and getting a coffee, I will crave the experience of making coffee at home and miss it if I don't. I love my Breville Barista Pro. She is my favorite appliance that I have. I don't have that many appliances, but she is my favorite and I love her, and she was worth the investment and the learning curve and everything. And I truly make better coffee at home than I buy out, even at my favorite spots. I still feel more satisfied when I make it myself. Bed sheets. The Parachute Home linen sheets and the Cozy Earth sheets are my absolute favorite. I get so excited to get into bed and it feels like a nice warm hug. With that, I love washing. And this can be a little controversial. Some people don't like these things, but I love washing my linens and towels in Scent Booster. I use the Downy Unstoppable Scent Booster in Lavender Vanilla. I saw that they have just a vanilla one, which I might get next time, but I really do love the Lavender Vanilla and it's so nice. Still a slut for my Hatch Restore 2. Especially now with the sun rising later. I need the sunrise feature on my Hatch back on. I have to put it back on. So sad, but I do love using it and it does make a difference. I love the sound machine. I love having rain play for at night, and it truly has changed my whole sleep, going to bed, waking up experience. Kind of basic, kind of expected. Ever since I've gotten Aesop hand soap and the hand cream for my bathroom and kitchen, I've never looked back. I continue to buy the refill bottles. I just love the scent. I love how it feels. I love how it looks. I know I could just get any soap and put it in there, but I love it. It's worth the investment for me. I will spend $50 on hand soap. I hate to admit it. Also love my Scrub Daddy. It is cute. I have an all white one, which sometimes can get a little icky, but I wash it. I'll put it in my dishwasher sometimes, but I love the Scrub Daddy. It is truly the best thing ever, and I don't feel like I have to hide it in my kitchen, which I love. Stainless steel pots and pans. I got rid of all of my like nonstick pots and pans. Anything that was like black or whatever, I don't know. I've read too many things about chemicals and whatnot, and that it's not good for you and your hormones, blah, blah, blah. I went through that side of the internet. But I got stainless steel pots and pans. I can't recommend to you like a certain brand. My dad has all that stuff at work, so he gives it to me, which is really nice. I literally don't know what they are. They're random brands they sell at Canadian Tire, Home Depot, Walmart, Costco. But like any stainless steel pot or pan in general. And then investing in a really nice knife set. I think mine is Saboteur. I'll link it if I can find it. Again, I got this from my dad through work, but having high quality knives that are sharp makes cooking so much more enjoyable because it actually cuts properly, and then it's so satisfying when it cuts properly. I also always have like a knife sharpener on deck, but switching from a cheaper knife block to a more expensive one was truly the best thing I ever did, and actually makes me want to cook more, and I feel like a chef. I feel like a chef in my own kitchen, and it truly is just the little things. So if you can invest in a knife set, like a good quality knife set, do your research. Doesn't have to be $1 million, but like invest in a good one with all the different knives that you could need. I highly, highly recommend. It is the little adult things that you get it. You know you're an adult when you get excited over these things. This is something I've done more recently, but having someone come and clean my apartment bi-weekly, so every 2 weeks, and then me myself also as well staying on top of household cleaning has been a game changer. I feel like my space is so much more clean and taken care of all the time. Doing a 10-minute clean at the end of the day, making sure I'm on top of my weekly washing of my bed sheets, my towels, the clothing, not letting clothes pile up because then it makes the washing experience so much worse. It just feels good. But having someone clean, I had her come today. It was so nice and it's really not that expensive. And for so long, I was like, no, I'm in my 20s. I don't need this. I'm in my early 20s. Like, I can just clean myself. And I do still do deep cleans myself, but it's also nice knowing that someone's going to come and clean for me and it's going to feel all nice and clean. And it really is just a little luxury. Food. These are some things that I have been loving. Homemade chocolate chip cookies, specifically the Mandy's recipe. If you know, you know. Chocolate almond croissants in specific from Nordlion. I still need to try this other place that a bunch of you recommended. I forgot what it was called. Le Bleu, I think. Iced lattes, nut bar vanilla smoothie with protein and greens. Aero chocolate bars. Random, but so good. Sushi, specifically spicy tuna oishi. Being introduced to oishi from Vancouver friends has been life-changing, and I'm still on my HelloFresh Factor subscription. It is truly the best thing that has ever happened to me, and I am never looking back. Don't quote me on that, but it's really been nice cooking and making meals at home. Entertainment. Music. I think you know where this is going. Tate McRae, It's Okay, I'm Okay, Sabrina Carpenter, Short and Sweet Album, John Summit, and I have become such a country girl. I play country music, specifically the country mix playlist that's like based off of my favorites or whatever on Spotify all the time. It is truly like my favorite thing ever. If you told me that a year ago, I would be like, what the fuck, Alana? Like, absolutely not. Nope, I'm a country girl. I love my country music. I love my EDM. I'm really just all over the place. Tate McRae on repeat, It's Okay, I'm Okay, literally snaps me out of it, puts me into a hot girl mentality, puts it into, it's me first, I'm on the pedestal, I'm the prize, blah, blah, blah. I just went on a tangent. TV, Tell Me Lies. A funny thing about Tell Me Lies, I don't know if I told you guys this before, but I accidentally forgot that I had watched the first season a while ago and like restarted it again, thinking I was starting a new show and then realized I had already watched it. Anyhow, been obsessed with season 2. It is so good. I feel like my entire TikTok For You page is trying to figure out all like the interconnecting storylines and meanings behind different things. And it's been my thing that I look forward to on Wednesdays. Gossip Girl, I've been rewatching. And before that is watching Sex and the City, which we absolutely love. A book I recently read was Wild Love. I'm going to be reading 13, which is a thriller soon. I have a little book club with my friends. But if you want to know what books I'm reading or what books I've read or books I want to read, blah, 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 you can look at my Goodreads. It's always linked in the show notes. Creators I have been loving are JC Marie, Peyton Sardin, Lauren Elizabeth, and Rachel Ratke. Her new name is Entreth. Anyways, love that. And then podcasts that I'm always listening to in the morning when they have new episodes are What We Said, Note to Self, and Mel Robbins. In terms of work, I've been obsessed with my Google Calendar / the whole Google ecosystem. I use Google Docs and Google Sheets 24/7. It is literally something I can't live without. I love my Google Calendar, especially because fall has been so busy. I thought fall was going to slow down after summer because summer was chaotic. No, things I think are only picking up over here. I have a color-coded calendar on there, and it is literally my godsend, my lifeline. If I didn't have it, I think I'd be running around like a chicken with its head cut off. I'm not kidding. I switched from Safari to Google Chrome. I've been using for a really long time. And in the summer, I made the switch to Arc. It integrates with Google Chrome. So all of your like passwords and saved things and bookmarks, whatever, can be transferred over. But I just love how much more intuitive and seamless it is. If you want to split screens with two tabs, you literally just drag the tab on top of the other one and it splits it. It's so easy. You can turn this feature off, but I really appreciate it. It closes tabs after 24 hours. So like you don't constantly have a million one tabs running and open. And I just personally really love it. I've been obsessed with my new iPhone. I decided to get the iPhone 16 Pro in natural titanium. I have a clear case on it. The camera's great. It does not do that auto adjust thing anymore. At first, for a moment, I really did not like it. And I was like, why is it grainy? Blah, blah, blah. No. The past few days, I have realized how to use the camera again. I don't have to do my little burst hack or anything. If you have a 14 or 15, shoot your photos on Burst. I don't know if this is a software update or an iPhone update, but it doesn't auto adjust. Also been back into my Pinterest obsession for mood boards, for work related things, inspo for content. I always am pinning in my Pinterest, manifesting my dream life, my higher self, things I want to do, the way I want my life to look, feel, sound, etc. Really love Pinterest. And lastly, of course, we have fitness favorites. I've been obsessed with hot mat Pilates either at Jaybird or Sweat and Tonic, and then same with Reformer either at Jaybird or Legree Plus, which is a new Legree studio that opened. For Jaybird, I actually have a code now, and it's for 10% off class packs of 5 or 10 classes, and that is Alana Bird 10, AllanaBird 10. Been back into running. I've really been loving going to early morning run clubs. I went to the Girls Run the 6 last week, and it just feels so productive. I love just like having a good relationship and chill relationship with running, not putting too much pressure on myself to run so many kilometers a week. I've been running around like 5 to maybe 8K a week, and I'm just really happy with that. Paired with my Pilates, paired with my 30-minute hot girl walks in the morning with my ball at ankle weights, focusing on engaging my core, and really love that. And just then with that, prioritizing recovery, so doing things like contrast therapy, so your sauna and cold plunge either at ARC or Othership or Trove. Red light therapy at Trove, I really love. And then using my supplement organizer to make sure I'm taking my supplements, because I always feel better when I'm taking them consistently. And then because of the running and going in the sauna, electrolytes are my lifeline. And so I love Element and Liquid IV. But those are all of my favorites for fall. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love if you liked it, if you could leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can leave a little comment. I love chatting with you guys. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.